Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit, in whose name we pray. Amen. The church is a place filled with ordinary people. Last week we saw 11 people, some of whom we don't know very much about. By the grace of God, they prayed and they chose someone else to make the 11, once again, the 12. Ordinary people like you and I. And today, on this day of Pentecost, we've come across another group of ordinary people, a bunch of tourists. They're in Jerusalem. Not just because they wanted to see the Wailing Wall or things like that, they wanted to go and to worship. Of course, in that day, the temple was still there. They came to worship because of the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is the first fruits, the spring, first spring crop coming up, and so they celebrated that by going to the temple and praising God. And there were some Lutherans there. Yeah. Yeah. Because when all of a sudden this sound of a mighty rushing wind takes place, and wasn't they, you know, there was a sound there, but when you hear a sound of a mighty rushing wind, you expect to see some leaves blowing or some things moving around, maybe some last Sunday's bulletins flying through the air, something like that. But there was nothing like that. It was just the sound of a mighty wind. I said, boy, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, these Galileans, you know, they were people from the other side of the railroad tracks. They were people who were fishermen, you know. These guys do is go out and fish. And of course, some of you like to do that, but, well, that's beside the point. But these were just fishermen. These were people who did not have a college education or a elementary education. They didn't have any education at all. The only thing they learned was the trade that their father had. And all of a sudden, they're speaking in all kinds of different languages because people from all over the world were there as Jewish people to celebrate Passover. And here they're speaking in our own language from Parthia and Phile, you know, all these places. How in the world can they do that? And so the Lutherans in the congregation says, what does this mean? That's what Luther says about the Ten Commandments. So everyone of them, what does this mean? Then he gives an explanation. Of course, some of them came up with the idea that, well, maybe they had a little bit too much to drink. You know, these guys, you know, they're just Galileans. They know how to fish and they know how to drink. Well, Peter says, according to my watch, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning, folks. If anything happens at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's a hangover, not because they were drinking. And then Peter goes to the textbook. Peter goes back to the owner's manual. And he says, this is what the prophet Joel talked about many years ago. You and I come into similar situations from time to time. We find something a little different. Maybe it's all of a sudden that Aunt Harriet, who always seemed to be kind of cranky and by herself, all of a sudden is a smiling person and trying to do everything for the whole family. And what in the world's gotten into Aunt Harriet? Or maybe there's something going on inside of you and it wasn't there before. You know, my back was fine yesterday. Now all of a sudden it's telling me that it's there. Or it's, you know, not only telling me it's there, but it's also in my leg, you know. Walking is fun, but not when there's a little bit of pain attached to it. What's going on here? And so we like to know what does this mean? And there are people out there to help us to find that out. There are doctors, there are technicians, you know. That wonderful car that you've had so long, working so fine, all of a sudden it acting kind of crazy, and you can't figure out what it's doing. So you have to take it to the mechanic, have him take a look at the car and see what's wrong. That's good that you can do that. The problem with us is that there is one piece of the equation, there is one piece of the puzzle that we fail to notice and fail to use. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when that pain in the back comes, or when Aunt Harriet starts to act strange in a nice way, Jesus wants you to get him into that situation. He wants to be there with you and to help you see you through that situation. On a minor note, there are times when I have misplaced something and I'm trying to know, where in the world did I put that piece of paper? I need that piece of paper. Where is it? And so I search the office. I search my little case that has all paper kind of papers in it, and I look in my files when I find it. And about 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour later, Lord, will you help me find my paper? I should have started by asking Jesus to be with me and help me find the paper, because he wants to be involved in my life, in my finding my papers and finding what's wrong with the pain in my back or the pain in my side, or why Aunt Harriet is acting just a little bit differently than she normally does. Jesus wants to be there because he loves us. He cares for us. He came on this earth to be among us. And he told his friends, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going back to the Father, but that's okay. Because I'm going back, I'm going to give you a gift. He says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you, but his peace. A peace that, as we say in the church, passes all understanding. He wants to give us that peace. So many times we fail to do that, to search for that peace. There are many times when we fail to ask God to come to be with us, that the Holy Spirit might help us, to guide us, and to lead us. And once again, that's why Jesus came in the first place, not only to give us his peace in the Holy Spirit, but to take our sins upon himself, so that we sinners who do not enjoy peace, we sinners who do not deserve peace, we sinners who have come under God's judgment, might find the peace that only comes when we realize that Jesus died on the cross for you and for me and for our sins. When we realize that we have sinned and we realize that we have not sought after God and we come to him, he comes to us and he says, peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. He gives us his peace, which is a lasting peace, a forgiving peace. So that when we go to the doctor to find out what's going on back there, you can go there not just with your family or whoever takes you to the doctor, but you also go with Jesus. He's there to be with you. He's there to guide the doctor, the technicians that take the tests to find out where that is pain is coming from. Jesus wants to be there with you, because he loves you and cares for you. What does this mean? It's a question we will ask many times during our life, because things will crop up. Things will crop up and we won't quite understand it. What does this mean? Let Jesus help you find the answer. Let Jesus be with you and help you, so that together you can grow in his love and his grace, and he will see you through whatever is taking place. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.